HRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A trade deal between the United States and China is drawing closer. Officials from the world's two largest economies said today as they reached an initial consensus for President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping to aim to finalize during their high-stakes meeting. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
Any agreement would be a relief to international markets, even if it does not address underlying issues involving manufacturing imbalances and access to state-of-the-art computer chips. Beijing recently limited exports of rare earth elements that are needed for advanced technologies, and President Trump responded by threatening additional tariffs on Chinese products. China's top trade negotiator, Li Changgang, told reporters the two sides had reached a preliminary consensus, while Mr. Trump's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that there is a very successful framework. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Tragedy at one of the nation's historically black college and universities.
One person is dead and multiple others are injured after a gunman opened fire at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania during the college's homecoming weekend. The university's police chief confirmed at a news conference that one person was killed in the shooting and six others were wounded and taken to a hospital. One suspect was taken into custody, according to police. Lincoln University is a historically black college and university and is located about 45 miles southwest of Philadelphia. Ron Taylor reporting.
Hurricane Melissa is south of Jamaica. In an AP interview, hurricane specialist Larry Kelly with the National Hurricane Center in Miami has the latest on her current position.
We're already starting to see some of the rainfall begin to impact the island here today. So, life-threatening catastrophic flash flooding is possible. Through portions of Jamaica and then spreading northward across the Caribbean into Cuba, Haiti, and then eventually the southeastern Bahamas.
French police have arrested two suspects in connection with the jewel heist at the Louvre. This is SRN News. A new study counts the number of churches in America.
It comes from data analyst Ryan Burge, and it concludes that the religious organization with the most congregations is the Southern Baptist Convention, with more than 51,000. Non-denominational churches come in second with a bit more than 44,000, and the United Methodists are third with 30,000. The distribution far from even. Burge reports in Arkansas there's one church for every 400 people. In Nevada, it's one for every 2,000. Michael Harrington reporting.
The organizers of the Jewish International Film Festival say they have been forced to postpone the event because cinemas in Malmo, Sweden will not screen the films, with some citing safety and security concerns. Anti-Semitism is surging around the world, triggered by the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel that killed more than 1,000 people. This year's festival was supposed to celebrate 250 years of Jewish life in Sweden. This is SRN News. Baseball's biggest star is being asked to return some recruiting gifts that he received from Toronto ahead of the World Series.
John Schneider is waiting for Shohei Ohtani to return some items to the Toronto Blue Jays.
It's like, give us our stuff back already.
Before signing a $700 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ohtani met with Blue Jays officials in December 2023. Jays manager Schneider joked about Ohtani returning a Blue Jays hat and jacket taken during their meeting, including a jacket for his dog.
I hope he brought it back, finally, but and the jacket for decoy.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
June Lockhart, beloved for her roles in Lassie and Lost in Space, has died at 100. Lockhart became a TV star as Ruth Martin in Lassie from 1958 to 1964 and as Maureen Robinson in Lost in Space from 1965 to 1968. More details at srnnews.com.